This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Ryan Hollingshead with us right now here from FC Dallas. And Ryan, y'all are in your off-season program right now. What does that consist of for you, man?
Yeah, it's a good part of the season. We love it. Looking forward to Christmas with the family. It consists of, you know, obviously doing your own workouts. The club will give you different workout packets to go through and ways to stay fit. For the most part, though, it's time to just relax, like let your legs take a break for a little bit, let your body recover. And for most of the guys, too, it's visiting family. During the year, it's really hard to get out because we're practicing basically every day. So it's almost impossible to get back home and visit family wherever you're from. So the off season is the time to take advantage of that. And there's no better time than Christmas to go do that. So it's perfect.
Now, Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
He just skipped right over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's okay, though. But Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And I know that soccer players have to eat because you guys run all the time. What does a plate look like, and how many times you go back to the line to get more?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's true. I did skip over Thanksgiving. I should have given Thanksgiving some love. I was just skipping right to the good stuff, you know.
Hold on, you just said you skipped to the good stuff.
Thanksgiving is great. We eat so much food. It's insane. I don't know the exact calorie count. I probably should be better at counting my calories and counting what I eat, but we eat so much food. My wife and I actually just 2 weeks ago are trying, we're kind of like 80% vegan. So we're trying it out. We're interested to see what it does, especially for me as an athlete, what it will do for my body and my energy levels and things like that. So we'll see if I can last through Thanksgiving without getting sucked into all the good food.
All right, if you want to be a vegan, that's fine, but you're not going to be one of those vegans who shoves it in everybody's face all the time, right? Because that's the number one thing people dislike about vegans.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to shove it in your guys' face once or twice, and then I'll let it go.
Sure, that's fair. We've run afoul of many an FC Dallas player, so I absolutely understand that.
I am fascinated, though, and I don't know if FC Dallas can run something like this, about how many calories you guys burn in a practice session or in a game, because that's always fascinating. I think I talked to one of the Cowboys players about that, and they burn a ton of calories. I know Michael Phelps has to ingest a whole bunch of calories in order to just practice for his swimming stuff. So I'm fascinated by soccer.
Yeah, I really wonder, too. We have a nutritionist who would count that stuff for us. I just don't know if she has yet or not. But that's a great question to ask, especially with the amount that we're running for 90 minutes straight. I bet it's a good chunk of calories.
All right, when you ask the nutritionist that, ask a follow-up question for me. How do we make it so I can eat the requisite amount of calories that you burn in a match without actually having to put in the work? If you can balance that out for me, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think you just have to eat like broccoli. I think that's how you do it.
Well, we got some stuff to work on, it sounds like, Ryan. But you got the whole offseason. Now, going into the offseason, I was curious, like, once you guys lose the match to Seattle, which, I mean, like, the last, I don't know, the second half and overtimes were just insane. Do you unplug from soccer? Do you watch the rest of the MLS playoffs? Like, what is your usual process there?
Yeah, it's really bittersweet. Obviously, there's still some harsh feelings from a loss like that, especially with the way that we played Seattle and felt like we should have come away with the win.
Y'all were the better team that day, absolutely.
We were, yeah, we were. And I think if you're looking at it from an unbiased standpoint, you would say that. And sometimes soccer doesn't reward you for that. But we also feel like because of the run they made to the MLS Cup final and then eventually winning the Cup, that we should have beat them, and that should have been our story. And so a little bit of that is bittersweet. But I think most MLS guys, most MLS players, they want the league to succeed. They want the league to continue to grow. And so we're fans of our own league. You know, we're fans of what's happening to the MLS, the way that it's been growing, the way that it's become what it has. And so I think most guys are watching and enjoying and trying to just just revel in the fact that the MLS has become what it has become. And so I think that's the major story. There's definitely some guys, though, a couple guys out there that are a little bit more angry at the loss and not as easily able to watch it. But I would say for the majority, most guys are watching.
Now, I'm hoping that you played soccer at UCLA, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, what can we do to fix the football team, though? Because, my goodness, what is happening there, Ryan?
Yes, that is a great question. I think we need more bribery scandals to get people into the football team.
Yes!
You realize we're broadcasting right now, right? Yeah, I just want to let you know we're on air.
This is live. what I meant to say was, we need better recruiting. Honestly, here's the deal with UCLA football, and it's really difficult. Actual campus of UCLA, there's nothing better. There's no better place in the world to be. I love that place, and I love the campus. But as a football player, they play in the Rose Bowl, which is about 45 minutes away in Pasadena. So if you're going to a school to get, like, the camaraderie and the support and the school spirit behind a football team, UCLA just cannot do it because they have to bust students from campus 45 minutes to Pasadena to watch these games. And so it's just impossible to get the entire student body out there. And so the stadium's never full. It's really difficult. The Rose Bowl is beautiful, an awesome place to play, but it's just not ideal for, like, the college atmosphere that you're trying to produce. And so I think until they get a stadium on campus, which I know they've talked about before at times, until they do that, I just don't see, the top of the top, the elite football players wanting to go play at a school that has, 40,000 fans, and they can go to an SEC school and have the whole school revolve around them,
Talk with Ryan Hollingshead from FC Dallas as part of Peace-a-thon right here on 105.3 The Fan. So we talk a lot about FC Dallas and how y'all are the best value in Metroplex sports, but one of the things that I think sells your game, and I hope you agree with us here, is getting to know the players outside of just getting to know the game. And so I'm sure you have told this story many a time before, but for our audience who isn't familiar with it, can you walk us back to 2017 and talk about the incident that seemed like it could change your life, and you can take it from there?
Yeah, so in January of 2017, it was an incredibly icy night, and so icy that my buddy, who was driving down the freeway, had gotten hit by another car, and they were on the side of the road and needing somebody to pick them up. So he called us. My wife and I jumped in the car, and we went to go pick him up and bring him back home. And on our way to go pick him up, we saw multiple different accidents, multiple different cars stranded on the side of the road. I mean, people were sliding off the road everywhere. But as we are driving, the car that was directly in front of us on the freeway slid off the road and then slammed into the shoulder. And when he did that, we were right behind him, so we watched the whole thing happen. He slammed into the shoulder in a way where his lights, the headlights of his car, went out. And so he was completely just a sitting duck, like dark in the middle of the freeway. And so my wife and I looked at each other and we're like, we need to get this guy out of his car. He's sitting in the middle of the fast lane. All of his lights are broken, so it's completely dark. You can't even see that he's there. The only reason we can see he's there is because we were right behind him as the accident happened. So I pull over into the shoulder. I run up the road, get him out of the car. And as we're standing in the shoulder, I'm asking him, is he okay? How does he feel? Is everything okay? And as I'm asking him these questions, he's like standing a little bit further into the shoulder than I am. I'm a little bit closer to the road. And as I'm standing there, a car comes flying through the shoulder and hits me as I'm standing on my feet and just launches me down the freeway about 40 feet. And I broke three vertebrae in my neck. And upon the impact, I was temporarily paralyzed, just laying in the middle of the freeway, unable to move. And after about 30 seconds, was able to finally start moving my body and moving my limbs and got myself up, got myself out of the road.
How long is that 30 seconds in your head, though?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if you want me to get into the details of it, it's a very dark 30 seconds. But I had just had my first baby, not me personally, but my wife had,
sure.
Which is a good thing. So she had just had our first baby. He was about 4 months old. And so all I could think of, and she was pregnant with our second baby, so all I could think of was, oh, I'm never going to play sports with my son. I'm never going to be able to wrestle with him, tackle him, you know, wrestle around on the ground, that sort of stuff. And so it was a really dark place for that 30 seconds, thinking, I didn't even think about soccer or think about what was going to happen with my career. I was honestly thinking just about being a dad to them and being a husband and thinking about what it meant to be paralyzed. So, yeah, really, really difficult time. But luckily, about 30 seconds into that, I was able to start moving my fingers and get a little bit more feeling in my fingers, and then eventually stand up on my feet and get out of the road and realize something was extremely wrong, but at least was able to walk at the time.
And on the flip side, and I sorry to have to take you back through all this, but what is your wife thinking, or when you talk with her, because she's watching that and no doubt thinking very similar things, I'm guessing.
Yes, we got so lucky. So when we pulled off on the shoulder, I had pulled past the car, and so my wife was actually facing down road, not looking at what had happened. So when I got hit and then got up, the first thing I did was went to the car where she was sitting in the side of the road, and I was like, you need to get out of here. This is a not safe place to be. And she was like, what happened? She could tell, you know, my body was hunched over, my face was all cut up and bleeding, and she could tell that something was wrong. And so she hopped out of the car immediately to figure out what had happened. But yeah, luckily she didn't see it. Otherwise, I can only imagine the nightmares that would come with that.
So after that, then eventually, I imagine you turn your sights back to, you know, your career, the sport that you love. How did all of that rehabbing go, and what were the worries that came along the way?
Yeah. It honestly was, it could not have gone better. I mean, you don't obviously want an experience like that, but for what it could have been, the help that I had and the people that were helping me get back into playing mode and helping my body rehab were just as good as they come. I had amazing doctors diagnosing me and working with me and basically figuring out every way to get me healthy without having to get surgery. Which is huge, because surgery means fusion, which means just a complete lack of mobility for the rest of my life. And so I had all the right people around me, amazing rehab specialists that were walking me through just strengthening my body back up. The hardest thing about a neck injury is when you get a neck injury, you're literally just sitting flat on your back, unable to move, in a neck brace that is immobilizing you completely. And so for about 3 weeks, I just laid on my back in bed straight without being able to use a pillow or anything. And wow. that was my life. And so every muscle in my body had just deteriorated in those 3 weeks, because I literally did not move a thing. Like, not one part of my body could move. And so that was a hard thing to recover from. But I had the right people around me, which was I'm so grateful for.
What did you binge watch during that time to get you through?
The Office was my go-to. Nice. I needed a little comedy in my life.
Now, obviously, this situation is something that I know getting through will make you thankful. But also, you had some pretty harsh bashing of Thanksgiving earlier.
Yeah.
So we want to give you one more opportunity to say something nice about the beloved Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, I love Thanksgiving, because you get to gather or with family around the table and you get to talk about what you're thankful for. I think it's so easy, even in the professional athlete world. I think it's so easy to always complain and always look to other sports or other teams or other, you know, leagues and say they have it better, they have it better. And it's good to be able to sit back. And we all do this, athletes or non-athletes. We all do this in our lives. And so to be able to sit back and say, actually, what we have is pretty amazing and our lives are really, really good and really, really blessed. I think it's just a helpful thing to do. So I'm really grateful for that.
That's amazing stuff, Ryan. Really appreciate you sharing your story with us today, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Tell Lucci we said what's up.
Will do.
All right, later, man.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.